to be a heartbreaker. Is it a lesson that I never knew?
Gotta get out of this town that I'm under. My love for you. Oh, tell me why. If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by. Make believe.
You see this girl, this girl's in love with you. Yes, I
positively a legend. No other way to say it. Dionne Warwick, welcome again to WGN Radio. I know it's been a while, and thank you for doing this, first of all, and thank you for doing this on a Sunday, because I don't believe you ever do interviews on Sundays. So thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am so honored and excited to talk with you. I'll tell you, years and years and years and years ago, I covered entertainment, went to the Mill Run Theater just outside Chicago, and watched you perform, I believe, 40 songs in 50 minutes or some such medley. No other performer could ever weave in and out of those impossible to sing Bacharach David medleys, make it seem so easy, and at the same time hit the rafters. I don't know if you walk around with an oxygen tank. I don't know how you do it. But boy, you are incredible. And it is a thrill to talk to you. I'm not alone in saying that. President Joe Biden recently said, when asked, who's your favorite singer? Who's your preferred? I don't know why they asked him that, but they did. And your name was first on his list.
Yeah, that was quite a thrill. I saw that on social media. And, I got to know him pretty well when he was in the Congress. I was working on the AIDS issue, and he became one of my allies. You know, he was very, very much interested in what I was doing with regards to health issues. And, subsequently over the years, we've remained friends, which is wonderful, you know, and I'm so thrilled that he is our president. He's a loving, giving, and caring man that is concerned, and that's what we need.
I was just going to ask that, and you're ahead of me. You kind of answered it. Is he as empathetic in real life as it seems that he is?
Yeah, he has a heart, which is wonderful. And he doesn't mind showing it, which is the best part of it all.
You know, you've been called in social media and elsewhere a diva, and I don't get that, to tell you the truth. Here you were, you know, even since the 1960s, sharing the stage, sharing the spotlight with so many other performers. But when you did Solid Gold, first of all, I don't know how you learned all those songs from week to week to week, but you shared the stage with so many people, and there's one I want to ask you about in particular. Frank Sinatra came on, and he sang Mack the Knife. First of all, as I understand it, the producers, and you'll tell the story in a moment, said, Frank Sinatra on Solid Gold, you'll never get him, but you did. And he sang Mack the Knife. He seemed to have a great time at this point in his life when he wasn't always having a great time on stage. And also, he sang a song with you called You and Me. And it seems like you didn't have a lot of rehearsal time, but you just played it beautifully. Can you tell us the story?
Yeah, you know, they did not believe, first of all, that I could just pick up my phone and give him a call and ask him to do the show. And when I told him that he's going to do it, they all kind of gave me this side eye. Yeah, right, you know. Well, when Jilly walked into the backstage area and gave me a big hug, he says, I asked him where Poppy was. He said, he's on his way. He'll be here shortly. Well, there was one of the executives that happened to be backstage at that time. Well, I never saw him move that fast. Before it was all over, there were like 9 people with suits on, standing in line. When Poppy walked in, it was like I had the great pleasure of letting him know, listen, back up. He doesn't like crowds. He's not going to talk to you. And yes, you can see he's here. So it was one of those wonderful moments that I had in my life. I loved every second of that.
And you could tell by watching. And by the way, you can see so many of these shows on YouTube. And when you sang that tune that I refer to, You and Me, it seems as though, I mean, he certainly knew the lyrics, but it seems as though you were just like, okay, I'll follow. I think I jump in here. I'm not sure. Am I right about that?
It's not true at all. First of all, I know the song very well. And it was a matter of my giving him the room that he needed. You know, that's how you do a duet.
Well, you've done duets with everyone. So what was it like to sing with Sinatra? But then I have some other folks I want to ask you about. And one thing I don't want to ask you about. So I've seen interviews with you, and they're asking you about some of today's performers. And they're waiting, I don't know, I guess they want a headline or something. I don't want any of that. I just want to reminisce with you. So what was it like to sing with Sinatra?
It was a joy, an absolute pleasure, and something that not too many people have an opportunity to do. So I felt truly, truly blessed, first of all, to have him sit next to me. I love him very, very much and miss him terribly, and I was so glad. But He has that aura around him that you feel it's a privilege. You know, it's just that way with him.
Who else had that aura?
Oh, my.
Lena Horne,
Johnny Mathis?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lena Horne for certain. Absolutely. Ella Fitzgerald. Sarah Vaughan. You know, the absolute icons of our industry.
But you sang with them all, and on that show, you sang with performers like Ronnie Milsap and Helen Reddy and Air Supply, all the big singers of that day. You had to learn all those songs. That couldn't have been easy to do. And there aren't too many performers, Miss Warwick or Auntie Dion, who can sing with such a variety. I mean, with country performers, with rock and roll performers. I mean, with everyone.
Well, you know, it's easy because, and I say it constantly, and I don't understand why people don't understand the fact that there are only 8 notes in the scale, and we're all singing the same 8 notes in some variety or form. So it should not be too difficult to do that at all. And then, too, coming from a gospel background where I was a part of a group, harmonizing with people seems to come naturally to me.
Well, it sure, I think that's an understatement, and you may always make it look so easy. I want to tell you when we come back, because we've got commercials to do, about something that Johnny Carson said that you might not even know about. We'll see. We'll find out. We are talking with, I'm sorry, I've got to say it, the legendary, she is, Dionne Warwick is here on WGN. We're talking with Dionne Warwick, which is, to me, a dream come true. When I got this radio show, this particular shift, 8 months ago, I said, that is the person I want to talk to more than anyone else. So I'm grateful. Even before I got Dr. Fauci, now I'm happy, really. So Dionne, I really have heard, and back when I did entertainment reporting, I believe I know this is true. Johnny Carson loved having you on The Tonight Show. And by the way, if you watch on Antenna TV, you can watch Miss Warwick's appearances with Johnny Carson. You sang the roof off, and you did, again, making it look easy, what no one else I've ever seen could possibly do. It is a lesson in how to perform. And better live than as good as you are on studio, better live. But Carson loved you so much that had he not gotten Bette Midler to do the final song, you were his second choice. Had you heard that?
No, I didn't hear that.
There you go. That is true.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, and that's how much. I mean, he appreciated your music so much that he felt that way. Now, why? I can't be that specific, but I do know that that's the case. I also know, you mentioned social media earlier, and I learned something. And being a Chicagoan, I should know this. I should not be saying Chance the Rapper. I should just be saying Chance, because we all know he's a rapper. You're the one who pointed that out.
Well, that's what he has as his moniker, so we say. He's called Chance the Rapper. And since he's called Chance the Rapper, I decided, since we were going to do something together, which we have done, by the way, I call myself Dionne the Singer.
I love that. Now, I want to know, you said you've done what you need to do. You guys were in a studio. So what did you do, and when are we going to hear it? I won't tell anyone, just between us.
We did a duet. And it's called Hunger, Not Impossible. Chance has a wonderful charity that he supports called Social Works right there in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to provide education and the arts and civic engagement to young people, youngsters, and getting them to know that they're viable. They have to be a part of society. And my charity is Hunger, Not Impossible, which is basically focused on feeding people who don't have the wherewithal in which to feed themselves. Chance and I, after we became, literally friends, he's a dear friend of mine now, and we've talked several times about our different points of view on what we think could do to make the difference in this crazy world we're living in today. And I asked him if he would do a duet with me, and he said yes. Well, we've recorded it. It's being mastered now. We're looking around the end of September, beginning of October. We're going to be doing a video to support it. He is thrilled, as I am, to be a part of something that's so positive. It's called Not Impossible, and hopefully it'll be out towards the end of this year and the very beginning of next year.
Well, you've always been socially active, and your career begins, I don't recall, either 1963 or 1964, as far as actually recording music and recording hit records from the very start. And that's a very long time. So in all of this time, are you more concerned about today? Or when you look back, the 60s were actually worse, or what? Ever. I mean, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, is a song that you're the one who made that famous, of course, and Jackie DeShannon also, but you both did. Sadly, I think we need that song today more than ever before.
Without a doubt, you're absolutely right. We do need this song. We need people to understand that truly is the answer, love, of something that seems to most people have just forgotten about. And what's happening today is so reminiscent of what was happening in the 60s. It's horrible that we're reliving history again, and we really should not be. It does not make sense.
So where did we go wrong, and how can we change that?
I think we have now got really have to do what we finally ended up trying to do, start listening to each other and understanding each other, getting to know each other. You know, I got to know about you just as much as you got to know about me. And that seems to be what's missing. Nobody seems to care any longer. You know, and you know, with social media, basically, which has taken over our social skills, nobody talks to each other anymore. Nobody picks up a phone. They'd rather use their thumbs on a computer or whatever they use it for. This thing called texting. And, you know, words have a way of being misunderstood, not understood, unless it's spoken to you. When you hear it, it makes all the difference in the world than reading it. Because then you have to form your own opinion once you start reading something. But if you hear it coming from a person's mouth and the inflections that are made with each of the words that's said to you, it does make a difference. I think that basically is it. We really got to get back to the basics. You know, hey, how you doing? You know, and I get an answer from you.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. And I think in addition to that, it's so much easier to hide behind the facade of social media to say things you would never, ever say to someone in person. But
exactly.
Yet, but how do we get to that point where we're getting back to what you're talking about?
Well, you know, I wish I had the answer. I really do. You know, I'm not one of those people that rely upon a computer. In fact, I hate it. I do. I swore I'd never get one. Unfortunately, it's the way of the world today.
Mm-hmm.
I swore I'd never get a cell phone. But unfortunately, again, that's the way of the world today. But, you know, I think what we more than anything else have to learn is how to use it and use it properly.
Do you think you're
really missing?
Do you think you're giving an example of that of sorts? Because you're at Dionne Warwick on Twitter. And in fact, here's an example of what I mean. You just looked into your telephone, I assume, and spoke for eloquently for about a minute about Britney Spears and about the dilemma that she's in and how you empathized with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's done with the heart, and it's all positive, or in some cases what you say on Twitter is funny, but there's no attacking anyone.
Right. There's meaning to everything I say. I don't find a joy in belittling people or tearing them down. You know, in essence, what you're doing is basically doing the same thing to yourself. You know, everything that comes out of your mouth is something that unfortunately may be occurring within yourself. And I find being positive and having a smile is more enticing than, you know, the old saying, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, I think that holds true with words and actions as well.
You don't get to where you are in life, I don't believe, with talent alone. And you've said over and over, and I want you to explain this, if you think it, you can do it. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, if you can think it, you can do it. I mean, that's how anything is possible to do. You know, I think that I can make a difference in somebody's life. And apparently, I have, you know,
That's an understatement. No offense, but it is.
No, it's not an understatement. It's a reality. You know, I don't ever say anything I don't mean. And I let people know that I learn as much from them as they hopefully learn from me. That's the only way we're going to get to understand and know each other.
I really wish I had an hour more with you. I don't. Let me ask you very quickly, and you need to answer quickly. Cheyenne Elliott, how is she and who is she for people who don't know?
Diane Elliott is my granddaughter. She's my eldest son's daughter. She's on the road with me. She sings with me. She does duets with me. She's just recorded herself, and you'll be hearing an awful lot from her. She's a brilliant talent. I am so proud of her.
Well, what a family you do have. You know, from Whitney Houston, Leah Tane Price, Sissy Houston, Cheyenne Elliott, your son, David Elliott, performs as well. I mean, yes, the apples, a whole orchard of them, I believe, don't fall far from the tree.
That's true.
I cannot tell you what an honor it's been for me to talk with you. Again, I wish I had more time, but that's radio, as you well know. Thank you so much, Dion, for the decades of entertainment and love. Thank you.
It's been my pleasure, darling. Thank you. Take good care of yourself, okay?
Thank you. Really, if it sounded like I was fawning a little bit, I don't care. A legend, absolutely.